You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Well, welcome back. We're going to continue with this study on the Sabbath, the fourth commandment, a very important commandment that most Christians violate and do not observe. So let's take a look at some of the most common anti-Sabbath arguments that people make while they're just insisting on violating the fourth commandment and keeping a pagan day in place of the biblical Sabbath, sundown Friday to sundown Saturday. They want to substitute Sunday for the Sabbath, something that's not in the Bible, that's not ever done in the Bible, not commanded in the Bible. In fact, the exact opposite of that, because they want to follow the man-made traditions and pagan worship of the sun on the first day of the week when that was done. So here's the argument. The Sabbath was only for the Jews or only for Israel. Some people quote these words or repeat these words, but the Sabbath is a sign between God and Israel. That's true, but it was for all mankind. It identifies the God that you worship, the God that created the Sabbath, or someone else. What's his day? And, you know, the Sabbath goes all the way back to creation, long before there ever was a Jew that walked the face of the earth that descended from Abraham. So it says, speak thou also unto the children of Israel, saying, verily my Sabbath you shall keep. It is a sign between me and the children of Israel forever. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, and on the seventh day he rested. And let's notice that God called the Sabbath my Sabbath. You take a look at Leviticus chapter 23, and you will see this. It says, these are my Sabbaths, not the Sabbath of Israel. They're the Sabbath of the Jew. Second, the Sabbath over and over told us it will endure forever. Third, God's reason for giving the Sabbath to Israel, which he gave it to Adam and Eve all the way back in the garden, goes back to the creation week. Take a look at Genesis 1 and Genesis 2 verses 1 through 3. Long before Israel ever existed. And so the Sabbath is God's original rest day and will last forever. Isaiah said that the Gentiles who joined the Jews were supposed to keep the Sabbath. Isaiah 56, 6 through 7. Paul wrote to the Gentiles, if you belong to Christ, then you are Abraham's seed. He said that in Galatians 3:29, making you a part of Israel. You have to become part of Israel. There's not a deal for Israel over here and Gentiles over there. It's the same path, the same way. We're all saved the same way. And Gentiles in the book of Acts kept the Sabbath. Take a look at Acts 13:42 through 44. The Sabbath was for Gentiles too. The Ten Commandments apply to everyone. See, they don't pluck one of the other commandments out. You know, thou shalt not murder. And say, oh, well, that was just for the Jews. So we're going to go around and we're going to murder. In fact, let's murder for profit. We'll go to work for the mafia. Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.